back. Okay, so this episode is with Holly Hursley. Holly came to me with this story of her mistreatment and her body shaming within the Miss Grand Ireland pageant. Now, she was supposed to travel to Venezuela 2 weeks ago at the start of October, but she actually pulled out due to the mistreatment. And it's this one of those podcasts that I wouldn't have ever really had the opportunity to talk to someone about this and kind of understand that perspective, because, you know, for me, I'm a 22-year-old guy who I just wouldn't be exposed to that. Now, I know some people might be and some guys might be, but personally, it's just something that I haven't experienced. So it kind of let me try and understand what it is like in that position. And, you know, once you listen, you'll see what I mean by when I say this. But I just wanted to give a big fat that to the fella who is talked about throughout, because I think people like you are an absolute disgrace. But thanks a million for Holly for coming and sharing her story with me. And I hope that, you know, people will watch this and it'll make people more aware of it. But also, if you're that kind of person, it might check you a little bit in that, like, that's not okay. Do you know what I mean? And I hope that there's not many people out there like that, because I think it's absolutely atrocious. So, look, give the episode a listen. Holly, thanks a million for coming on and sharing your story with me. Other than that, let's get into the episode. Bam, bam, bam. Is the Inside Trail.
Fantastic crack. It's a bit late for a monster, but like, you kind of have to do it. Holly, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I'm excited for this today, because it's not exactly one of my normal podcasts. Yeah. It's not something that I've, you know, been able or had a guest that's kind of been able to tell me this kind of story. So, you know, the way that, you know, we made contact was through Instagram, and, you know, your Instagram highlight kind of gave me an idea of kind of what you were kind of put through and the situation that you had. So yeah. I think for us to start, I won't ask you to, you know, word for word repeat your whole Instagram highlight, but could you tell me, you know, why we're here today and what it is that we're going to talk about?
So, back in August, I was crowned Miss Grand Ireland. So it's, you go forward to the Miss Grand International competition. So it was actually going to be held in Venezuela this year. So it was supposed to be taking part the end of this month. So I would have been like flying to Venezuela on like the 10th of October. And basically, I was faced with really ill treatment from the director of the organization. So basically there was like body shaming involved, like a lot of lies told, especially about like traveling to Venezuela, and a lot of like trying to change my image as well without my consent. So I suppose I'll tell the story.
Really, definitely do.
But no, it kind of started when I went for a fitting. And I was in my bikini, and he came over, took my measurements, and he said to me, "You're a 64 centimeter waist." And then he goes, "But you need to be 60. And I was like, okay. So I didn't really pass much heed. And then he did ask me, could he point something out, to which I said yes. So I wasn't really expecting him to like proceed and then like pinch my the inside of my thighs, my stomach. And he was like, "Oh, this needs to go." He was like, "You need to be like skinnier." And like, I didn't at first really pass my cheat, like I didn't really know him, so I kind of just like nodded and kind of got on with it. Then there was like a second occurrence. I went for a photo shoot, and I'd been working all day, and I had my lunch at 12 o'clock, and then the shoot was at like 6. So I went to the shoot, I was absolutely starving, so I like got there, and one of the guys that also works for the organization, he's like, "Oh, I'll like run to the shop and grab you something to eat." So he came back with hummus and crackers. So while they were setting up, I was just, you know, eating away. And the director came over and he like leaned forward and was like, oh, stop eating like a fat pig. So I just laughed it off. Like, yeah. I thought he was just joking. And then he actually like physically took the food out of my hand. But then the worst thing was he actually walked around in front of me, sat down, and then like started eating the food, my food, and going, like, this is so nice. And like you know, just pure like teasing and things like that. And actually one of the guys, that the same guy that went to the shop to get me the food, stood up and was like, you cannot treat a woman, like anybody, like this. He was like, that's just horrible. And he didn't even say anything, like he didn't say sorry. He just actually laughed about it. And there was, on the same day, I actually had a girl who would come with me to like shoots and things like that. And I had to go and change into like a swimsuit for my one of my shoots. And the girl that was there, like, I suppose, I don't know, she was kind of like my representative And she was lovely. She was really, really nice. And he actually closed the door of the room we were in and told her she wasn't allowed in. So it was basically just me, him, and the photographer. And then I went into the bathroom to change, and obviously I closed the door, and he just walked straight in. I was like, had nothing on. So I closed the door and I was like, you know, I was like, you can't do this. I was like, I'm changing.
The space.
Like. So I was like, I let you, you know, when I'm ready. But about 10 seconds later, he just barged straight in again. And at that point I was like, I got quite cross with him, and I did yell at him and that, and I said, like, you cannot do this.
As
I was like,
would.
I'm not okay with it. And his answer was just like, oh, like, stop being a drama queen, you have to get over it. Like, you just have to start getting used to changing in front of people. And like, he's like, you're going to Venezuela in a few weeks, and you know, you have to just do that. And I was like, No, I don't. Like, I was like,
who said I have to do
that?
You?
Exactly. There was a few other things as well. I was told that I was going to be traveling to Venezuela on the 10th of October, because that's what the international organization had planned. So, like, there's a massive, like, political crisis in Venezuela at the minute, and, like, you know, it's obviously quite dangerous. Like, the Department of Foreign Affairs even issued, like, an orange warning, like, saying, you know, don't travel unless you had to. So obviously, like, it was a big concern of mine. But, you know, he did try to, like, reassure me, because he's actually Venezuelan himself. And he said that, oh, no, it's going to be fine. Like, you know, there's going to be a lot of security and all this, so you'll be fine. So I was like, okay. And then just before I signed the contract, he turned around and said, oh, actually, we're going to be going there on the 3rd of October. And I was like, okay. I was like, and am I meeting everybody else over there from the organization? He's like, oh, no, no. He's like, we're just going to stay at my aunt's house. Which I was like, no. God. I was like, that's not right. Like, I was like, firstly, like, you're putting my, you know, you're putting me at risk. Like, it's quite dangerous over there in that. And I was like, and as well, it's going against the regulations and rules of the international organization. I was like, you can't do that. But he was like, look, Holly, like, it's not about you, it's about the organization. Like, you don't have a say in any of this. I was like, right. And then I suppose the final straw was when I went to, so after I had that photo shoot, he actually had taken some pictures himself, like, as well, like, there was obviously a professional photographer there, but he had taken some photos and he started uploading them on the Miss Grand Ireland Instagram and Facebook page. And I started getting loads of people messaging and contacting me saying, oh my god, like, what happened to you in the pictures? And I had seen them, and it was like, it was bad. Like, I know, you know, photographers and people, you know, edit pictures to enhance them, but this was like, this was so bad. Like, I didn't even, like, people were messaging me saying, oh, like, Holly, you don't even have a nose in the picture, and like, my skin was about like 6 shades lighter than it is. And like, that's something he actually said to me at the beginning as well. He was like, you're not allowed to wear fake tan, you're not allowed to wear like dark makeup. He even brought me to shopping to, and he picked out like all my makeup for my skin, which was like not the right color. Like, it was like way too pale. But he was like, oh, you know, like, in, he was saying, like, in Venezuela or like South America and like in Asia as well, like, they prefer when a girl is like paler skin and all this. So he was I don't know, like, I kind of think a very, I don't know, like, it was just like a bad, like, kind of mentality that he had. Definitely. You know, and like coming up with all these excuses for it and that. And he posted that picture anyways, and he kept contacting me, asked me why I hadn't reposted them, and I was like, because it's not me, you know. I was like, you've just completely changed the way I've looked. Like, you know, he had put extensions in my hair, and like, I have long hair naturally, so like, he put them in and they were like down here. Do you know? And it was just, I just didn't feel like I was me, you know. I was like, you picked me for a reason, so why would you try and change me? And like, even after all of that, I actually did try to like negotiate with him, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna sign your contract on like what you want me to do. So I was like, I'm gonna make my own contract that I'm gonna get you to sign. And he was like, hold on, he was like, you know, this isn't your organization. Like, he was like, you just have to go by what we say. And I was like, well, look, if you're not gonna like give me privacy and like respect me, and like, you know, I was like, I don't want you changing my image without my consent, like, no way. And I was like, and I definitely don't want like my photos edited and stuff. And I said, if you're not gonna do that, you know, if you're not gonna like work with me, then I'm gonna just hand back the crown and you can find someone else. And he didn't want to, so I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
And can I ask, like, was that like, you know, an individual thing to you, or do you know, like are there other girls who like he'd have had, you know, that kind of contact with and the similar stuff, or like, was this just solely you and you're in his contact?
So it was actually the first year there was a Miss Grand Ireland. Now, the way it happened was that I did Miss Universe Ireland this year, and he was kind of scouting at it, and he contacted me and asked me to come for an interview. And I know he had like done interviews with other girls, and anyways, it was after that I agreed to do it that I had heard he actually done similar things to other girls. He told one girl that like she was very good looking, but that if she wanted to be Miss Grand Ireland, she'd have to lose weight, and like, she's absolutely stunning looking woman, like, it's ridiculous. But no, it wasn't like I wasn't the only person that was like victim of his abuse or whatever, but yeah, he was definitely known for it.
He seems like an asshole. So like, obviously in the modeling and the pageant thing, there's that image of, you know, the being skinnier and skinnier, but I feel like that body shaming thing, you know, regardless whether it's about being skinny or being, you know, larger or whatever, that to do that to anyone is completely horrible.
Yeah.
So like, is that a big thing still among like all the pageants or different agencies, or how does that like from obviously that's your world, I'm completely oblivious to all of this, so you're gonna have to just like, is that still something that's a big thing in your world?
Well, like, I didn't think so. Like, I, going back in, I think it was 2016, I did the Rose of Roscommon. And then I also, I had no problem with that. I loved every minute of it. As I said, I also did the Miss Universe Ireland this year. And, like, I only have positive things to say. I made, like, you know, so many friends and learned a lot about myself as well. But there was no, like, ill treatment, like, I faced with the Miss Grand Ireland. And, like, I've done a lot of modelling. Like, I modeled in Canada, New York, and then I've like, since I've come home from Canada now, I've signed with an agency here as well, and I've never ever, like, you know, had anything similar, any similar situations. But it was when I actually spoke out about it on my Instagram and my Facebook, and I received about, I think it was 23,000 views, and I had so many like women, young girls, and actually even men, like, contact me and tell me that they had been through something similar. So, like, obviously there was a lot of women who had said that it was, they'd been through something similar in, like, the modelling industry, pageants. And then, like, even men had said, like, in the sport, like, sport industry, like, they've been, you know, in similar situations too. So, like, I suppose I was a little bit of, I didn't really think that it would happen that, you know, that common or anything. Yeah, yeah. But, like, obviously it is. Like, obviously it still happens. And, like, you think it's a very, like, you know, it's an old-fashioned thing. You don't really, like, because I know, like, going back, like, a couple of years ago, like, there was all this, like, the perfect measurements of a woman is, like, 90, 60, 90, and, like, all of this, but it's...
Is that a thing?
It used to be thing, yeah. Like, actually, funny enough, the director said it to me. He was like, yeah, so I have to be 60. And then he was like, well, you're definitely not 90 on top. But he actually goes three. He's like, if we had more time, I'd have brought you to Venezuela, and you could have got, like, a boob job. I was like, what? So, like, obviously, he's...
This fella just said to you, bring your ass well and do your boobs for you.
If we, he's like, if we had more time, you could, we could have done that. And I was just like, oh my God, like, this is ridiculous. You know, he has a very, like, archaic approach to, like, you know, his training or idea of, like, a beauty pageant. But, like, you know, it's... And a really, like, unrealistic, like, idea of, like, what women's bodies should be like. Like, no, like, you know, it's like you see in the Miss Universe and, like, Miss World and, like, you know, models as well, like, of all different shapes, sizes, like, ethnicities. And, you know, there is obviously the select few, though, that still, I suppose, are stuck in the old ways, which is
And
really
is he
wrong.
Still, has he still got a job in this organisation, or how does...
Yeah, he actually, he's still the director of the organisation, and he did find another girl to represent Ireland. So I believe they are in Venezuela at the moment for the international pageant. But yeah.
Surely we need to get him fired. Surely that's the...
But like it did, it was mad because like after I spoke out, I did get a lot of like media contact me and newspapers, radio stations. And I didn't really want to go down that line like too soon either. Do you know, like this is probably the first time I've properly spoken about it since I did the post on Instagram, but like because I didn't contact a lot of the newspapers back, I feel like a lot of them went to him and he did give a story, and obviously they used, I gave them the rights to use like my story from my my social media. But, like, his excuse was that I was a drama queen and that I was, like, too demanding and that, you know, it was better off without me in it anyway. So I was like, well... And I wasn't a good representative of Ireland, which I think, like, if of any Irish woman, I think we're all capable of standing up for ourselves.
Yeah, 100%. And also, he's not even Irish either, so how does he decide who to represent?
Well, that's it, yeah. Yeah. And, like, I do know... I don't know the girl that's representing Ireland, but... I have heard that he couldn't find anybody from Ireland after what had happened, so he did go further afield or quite overseas to find somebody. Fair. But
I just feel like if like it's one of those things that like as a man, and personally I've obviously never been subjected to that, but it's one of those things that like it's you can only try and empathize and like and understand. Because, you know, if someone came up and squeezed the inside of my thighs and told me that I need to lose weight, they get a fucking smack in the nose. Like, you know, and, like, it's one of those things that, like, I don't think enough men... I know a lot of my listeners are men, and I feel like it's... And not enough people look at it from a, you know, female perspective and, you know, how, like, there's so many men out there who, you know, may agree with him or, you know, not maybe not agree with him, but, you know, they wouldn't, you know... really hate him for it, you know, which I think is kind of I think a lot more men need to kind of look at these kind of things. Like we obviously don't get, but we do get body shame sometimes, but like to the extent it's not really the same. I don't really know where I'm going with that, but like
no but like as well it's like I actually didn't speak out that he was about his sexuality, so he's apparently gay. And I didn't say that when I was telling my story. And then when I was actually... He obviously said it to the media. And I did get a lot of, like, backfire about it, asking, like, why I never said it. But I was just... I was like, I shouldn't really have to, you know? It's like... Just because of his sexuality, like, that does not justify what you've done. Like, if it was a woman that did that or, like, you know, a heterosexual male, it doesn't matter. Like, it's the same. Like, you don't treat somebody.
Like,
exactly. But that was like his excuse. He's like, you know, I'm a gay man, this is like ridiculous, like I'm getting hate for this because people are thinking it was, you know, abuse and stuff, but like that's not what it is. That's not where I was going with it. I was like trying to like raise awareness and like, you know, highlight to women and men like that, you know, that kind of ill treatment in anything, like even in your workplace or like sport or whatever you do, like it's not okay, whether it's from a man or a woman. Do you know, you need to use your voice and speak up about it because like it's just not right, you know. And I feel that there is that kind of, I don't know, in his, where he's from, like in South America, there is, it's obviously a huge like pageantry culture. And I do believe, like, and I know from, like, I do have a few actually Venezuelan friends, and like, they were quite shocked, but at the same time they said that, you know, it doesn't surprise them as well at the same time, because they were like, in Venezuela, like, girls are like, when once they turn like 10 or 11, they're like bred into this culture of like beauty pageants and you know, yeah. And it's like, it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of wrong, and like,
yeah,
if he's coming to Ireland, like, he needs to understand, like,
different culture,
it's like a different culture. Yeah,
but it's acceptable in his culture and not, is a different question altogether, but it's definitely not acceptable in ours.
No And that's like, you know, he used that as an excuse too, which I feel is definitely, you know, that does not justify what you've done. So
100%. So, like, how does that how does this whole thing, like, affect your, you know, overall, like, participation in pageants, and, like, how does it affect you going forward?
I'm not sure, and, like, I've been asked that a lot, like, if I do it again, like, in pageant again, but at the moment I feel maybe not, like, and that's not just, like, I have nothing bad to say about them, like, you know, as I said earlier, like, I've only got things to say about Miss Universe Ireland and, like, when I did the Rose of Roscommon. But, like, for me personally right now, I think I'm just going to take, like, a big step back from it. I actually did get very, when I didn't really speak, actually I didn't speak out about this at all during my post, but when I was doing the Miss Grand Ireland, I did actually at the beginning, I did, like, listen to him that I had to lose weight, but it was because he, like, kind of manipulated me into thinking I needed to, because he'd say things like, you know, you look good, but when you're standing there next to all these other girls that are, like, the perfect bodies, it's like, you know, you don't want to feel bad about yourself. And, like, you know, it was that psychological.
Messing with your psyche,
like. Yeah, and, like, I did believe it, and I actually, and I didn't say it because I was kind of embarrassed, but I actually did listen to him, and, like, I did start cutting carbs out of my diet. Like, I, you know, I was, like, completely depriving myself of, like, eating anything with fat in it. And it actually really affected my health. I was on my way to work one morning, and I was standing at the bus stop, and I just felt really ill. And I sat down, and the next minute I woke up, and there was a man, like, over me, and I collapsed. And I was rushed to a hospital here in Dublin, and I found out that I had, like, really low blood pressure. My heart rate was irregular. I was actually severely dehydrated, and my BMI said I was underweight. So, like, and I didn't talk about that because it was very, like, I don't know, it's quite embarrassing, like, I felt, you know. And then, like, I just remember my mum coming, and she's like, well, I know why you're here. You know, like, it was, she kind of knew herself. And it was after that I was like, no, like, this is a joke. Like, I'm not, like, risking my health anymore for this crap. 100%. Like, no way. So I made sure now I'm, like, having pizza and burgers whenever I want.
Dead right, I'm the same. Preach
it. But yeah, no, I wouldn't deprive myself of something now where, you know, but it's like, it's one thing to, like.
Completely?
No, well, started again then.
Yeah, is it on again?
Yeah.
Oh, fresh.
It's one thing to kind of, you know, so many young girls and, like, guys out there, like, they themselves might feel, you know, that they're not confident in their bodies and that they need to look this way and they, you know, they have to lose weight or they have to be, like, this perfect size and things. But, like, I actually never, ever, like, had issues with, like, you know, my body or anything. I was always, like, very confident. But it was only, like, you know, it only takes somebody like him to kind of manipulate you into, like, thinking.
Especially
that
someone
you
in his position of power, I think, as well, for him. Obviously, you would have, like, you know, looked up to him and, or maybe not look up to him, but you want his advice because you obviously think that he can help you, you know, become what you want to be. And for him to, you know, manipulate that into, okay, you need to start starving yourself, start cutting this out, I think it's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, I actually just can't comprehend how someone can, you know, obviously, like, he knows as well that you had that faith in him and that you were looking to him for guidance, and then, you know, completely just takes advantage of it.
Yeah.
I already hate this dude.
But yeah, I know it's, no, I felt it was important to speak out about it as well, like, definitely, and I'm gonna continue to do that. Like, I'm gonna visit, like, I'm visiting, I got, well, not visiting, but I got asked to come and do like talks for like Friendship Week and that in some schools in November. So like I'm definitely going to do that and because I think it's important for not just young girls but young guys as well, like that, you know, it's just kind of be happy in the person you are and that, you know, not to let anybody change you or like tell you that you need to be this certain way, like definitely not, like, you know, and build resilience and, you know, make sure you stand up for yourself. It's very important.
Wise words, definitely. Well, we're going to move slightly off that for a second, right? Okay. And I'm going to give you your random questions, right? So what is the last place that you would ever like to go? I assume it's probably Venezuela now. Well, other than Venezuela, is there anywhere in the world that you're saying, nah, I don't fancy going there, like?
That I don't fancy going down. I don't know. I don't really think so. Maybe like North Korea.
North Korea, yeah, fair. I don't fancy going to North Korea myself. But unless Kim Jong-un wants to come on the podcast, but I'm not sure it's too feasible. What is your favourite TV show?
I actually don't really watch TV.
Have you got a movie?
My favourite movie is Pulp Fiction.
Fair. It's a good film. What is the biggest lesson life has taught you?
To stand up for yourself. Yes. And to not let anybody change who you are. And to just, you know, learn to love yourself for the person that you are.
Fair. What is increasingly becoming socially acceptable?
Socially acceptable.
Yeah.
There's a lot, like, something that I think is fantastic is especially like in the gay community, like being able to openly like talk about your sexuality, like how, like, you know, same-sex couples can get married. My sister is gay, for instance, and like, you know, I only like love to like support her and like help her, you know, because I know it was very difficult for her to be able to like talk out about it, but now that she has talked out about it, like, you know, there's so many options that, like, you know, I have the rights to. She is exactly the same. She can get married, like, you can, you know, same-sex couples can adopt kids now, and it's, you know, I think that that's something that's obviously become like very acceptable to like talk about, and I think it's fantastic.
Right, I have one more of these, right? What is the worst and best thing about being a female?
Worst thing about being a female would be that you have to shave, you have to like wax or whatever, and like, you know, always kind of, not, you don't always have to look, you know, good or whatever, but I feel like women spend a lot more of their time and money on like product and like beauty products, like getting their hair done, like grooming themselves than like a man would. So I think that that's the worst. The best thing about being a woman would be, I don't know actually. I know there's loads of great things, but I don't know. I suppose in this day and age, I feel like women are really being able to like step up and kind of like come into power a bit more, and like, you know, their voices are being heard a lot, and I like that, you know, like, I obviously men have the same, but it's like, I don't know, there's something around like women speaking up at the moment, and like women like in like the same kind of jobs as men, and like, you know, the same pay and things like that, and I just feel that, like, you know, we have, a lot of people say that we don't have the same rights as men, but I would say that we do actually, like, especially now. I think I don't really know what else actually. That's a difficult question.
It is hard, you know? And especially because I'm on the spot, you know, I know. What's going away, like.
I don't know. I'll just have to leave it at that because I can't think of anything else.
Right. Well. Okay. Your life hack. Have you thought of your life hack?
Oh. Okay. When I wear long boots. This is probably only for women.
I was just about to say, this isn't directed at me, so.
You.
Well, maybe it is.
If you get, like, body tape and stick it around your boots, they won't fall down. Yeah, and it stays stuck as well.
May have to use that on Saturday.
Okay, so we'll move on to your trivia, right? So,
okay.
High score is 5. Now, again, they're always hard questions,
so, you know,
just try your best. So, which political leader was elected president of South Africa in
1994?
South Africa.
I don't know. Any famous South African presidents? I probably should know
this, should I? I don't know.
Nelson
Mandela.
Was it Nelson Mandela? Oh my god, that's so bad. I was actually going to say that, and I was like, 1994, surely it was like before that. No.
No.
Oh god, that's bad.
Okay, so which cyclist became the first Briton, or whatever, Briton, to win the Tour de France? His first name begins with B. 2012 was on the Sky team, I believe. I know that probably means nothing.
Mm.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's Bradley Wiggins.
No.
Like that. Okay. Who wrote the Book of Mice and Men?
Oh, that's the one with Chris. Chris O'Dowd was like in the play for that, wasn't he? Oh my. No, these are difficult.
They're hard to be fair.
They're very difficult.
Yeah. It's John Steinbeck.
I'd never.
What is the highest peak of the Himalayas?
The name of the peak or the mountain?
What's the highest peak? Yeah, Mount Everest, spot on. Now, at least you're on the board now, because now, like, all the pressure's off, you know.
Okay. But I need to go. How many was that? 4?
That's 4, so you've got 1 out of 4, right? So. The song Blue Moon is associated with which English football team?
I'm going to say Chelsea.
Man City.
Oh.
Which planet is the 8th and farthest known planet from the sun in our solar system?
Neptune,
spot on.
Maybe is that 2?
Yeah, that's 2. Okay, so although there are about 60 different species of eagle, only 2 are found on the American continent. The first is the bald eagle. What is the other?
The bald eagle, the... Another species of eagle. The yellow eagle? Isn't there a yellow eagle?
It's very similar to that.
In what way?
I don't want to give it away.
Is it like another colour?
Yeah.
Ah, the white blind.
Silver.
Silver.
No, it's the golden eagle.
Oh, crap, yeah.
Okay, so how would you write the year 2016 in Roman numerals?
In Roman numerals. I don't know what the... Is there a Roman numeral for like 1,000? Okay, it's... Oh, no. One. I don't know.
Right, I'll tell you what 1,000 is, right? And if you...
And then I'll get the 16, yeah.
All right, go. So M is 1,000. If you get the whole thing, I'll give you half a point now, because I have to give you that, but M is 1,000.
Okay, so then it's going to be... M... Like, B? Am I saying it like the numbers are
In letters, like.
like letters, yeah. I don't know.
MMXVI.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, okay, so playing in the NBA, which team are known as the Heat?
New York, no.
It's Miami.
Oh, Miami Heat, yeah.
Okay, right. So
I've that, one question left.
Yeah,
and I've only got how many?
Two.
That's but, awful.
Yeah, well, you know, when you consider that the highest one is five, you're actually like halfway to the. Look, I'm trying to make it better here.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the longer and larger of the two bones in the forearm called?
The longer and larger.
So you've got two bones in there, which one of them is longer and larger. What's it called? That's not meant to hint. I was just trying to sound effect it. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm actually afraid because I probably say a bone and that's in your like head or something. I don't know.
It's your ulna.
Oh God.
Would you know that? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, that's two. At least you're on the board.
Well,
and you didn't only get one, so you're kind of like in that, you know. In fairness, there are hard questions.
Some of them are hard. You know, I would never have gotten
We'll see them. How many people got more than two, and then see overall, do people think that they were, you know, too hard or, you know, maybe the people are with you. I don't know.
I know, it's okay though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, but, so that's that put aside. But, like, before we finish up, is there anything else that you want to say, based on, you know, obviously everything that you have experienced and, you know, I know that you're trying to, you know, raise awareness for this stuff and spread that kind of word. So is there anything else that you'd like to say or, you know, your final goodbye?
I'd say, like, obviously why I'm doing it is because, like, speaking out about it is because I want to, like, raise awareness to, like, other girls and boys, men and women as well, that, like, you know, if you ever are faced with, like, any ill treatment like that, that, you know, do speak up. Like, don't just, like, let it carry on or, you know, be victim to it because, you know, it's important that you, like, use your voice. Yeah, God gave you one, so, you know, make sure you use it. But, yeah, no, and as well, like, even if it's not you, but you know somebody that's going through something similar, like, you know, help them as well to speak up because it's not easy either, you know. But, yeah, no, definitely, like, embrace yourself for who you are, you know, love yourself for who you are, and don't let anybody change you.
Spot on. Well, I just want to say thanks, Amelia, for actually coming here today to even talk about this, because obviously I know it can be hard to put yourself in that spotlight and talk about something that, you know, is, you know, important to you and, you know, something that, you know, obviously at the time you were, you know, not happy with it and embarrassed about it, and so I would say that it shows a lot of strength in that you can sit and talk about it now and, you know, let your strength feed into someone else's strength and let that be a circle that more people can feed off that. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, making this happen, because, you know, it's not something that I get to do every day, because, you know, I have, you know, just rugby players who just want to talk about rugby. So but thank you very much.
No, thanks so much for having me.
So I believe